Downtown Detroit, recording live. Prepare yourself for a hoppy drive. If you're chilling at home, pop that crowler and just kick back for the next 2 hours. It's the end of the week, so here's to the weekend. It's Better on Draft with Rob, Matt, Nick, and Ken.
And we are live, episode number 228, Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and we are still at home, social distancing like mature adults, making sure that we're not giving each other the COVID, but we're doing our best to help kill the rest of the bacteria in our body by drinking as much beer as we can. Welcome to the episode. Hello, everyone. We're going to go around as we always do and start. Let's start with Dan with that nice little background you got over there.
Yeah, you like that? That's why I asked you for that picture like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, oh, you can see the TV monitor there now that I rearranged everything. So
yeah, I might have to get you the banner one, though, so it doesn't look so you look like you're recording a video like the tall boy way where everyone hates you online.
Yeah, it's a 32-inch monitor, so it's most likely not looking the best, but I did what I could. But what's going on?
I'm all right. I had to run all the way into Detroit and back at about 4:30 today.
Nice.
Because I wanted to get some of the Black Excellence from Ren House. They were saying that they limited the release because they are barrel aging some of their beers. Therefore, you're not going to be able to get much of it. So I got a couple of 4-packs for the people here in case they want it. But I don't need to give it to you. You already had it, Dan. You had it fresh from the source.
I did, like the day before it came out. I'm good on it, though. You guys, more for you guys, as far as I'm concerned. Not the biggest fan, not going to lie.
What are you drinking?
I am pulling a Nick as usual. I picked up some of the Citizen Gun Irish Whiskey Cask.
Oh my God, I haven't had Innocent Bud in years.
Dude, they're selling it right now. I don't know where he got it, but these are selling for $2.99 a 4-pack the place I go. So I picked up a case of that. Hansung Brewing out in Anaheim. I'm also drinking a Mocha Breakfast Stout. Kind of mellow. Not the biggest fan of this one. Definitely a pass in the future. You don't really get too much mocha coffee or anything. It's just kind of a stout that's there.
All right. Well, I'll go because I mentioned that I was in the Black Excellence. So I got this nice little tall boy right here, 32-ouncer of their seltzer from not Ferndale Project, but from Eastern Market Brewing.
Cosmo Lime.
What's that?
Is it Cosmo Lime?
It might have been. It just kind of says seltzer on it. He asked me if I wanted anything like on draft to go, and I said the seltzer, and he said, okay. So I grabbed myself
random seltzer, random alcoholic drink.
I mean, I'm sure I could look up Eastern Market's website and find out what they're selling right now. But for right, I'll probably know and we'll post it on Untapped, which is BOD podcast. You're welcome to follow us to find everything that we're drinking. It's actually right on the bottom right below Dan. So you'll be able to see that on the screen. Robert, what are you drinking over there?
Right now I am drinking actually the cans that you went out to get. So I got myself a little bit of the Black Excellence.
I must have missed you.
Yeah, it was very quick that I was getting up there to get that. I had some other errands to run. Unfortunately, the store is being closed and was feeling like I wanted to pay a tribute to John Lewis and cause some good trouble. But, you know, that didn't happen. I did get myself a few of these bad boys. So I've got the glass.
Is it a new glass? No more Kool-Aid Man? What's going on?
Kool-Aid Man is still here. In fact, I still need to take Kool-Aid Man downstairs. So Kool-Aid Man's still here.
All right. I was worried.
Kool-Aid needs to be washed.
He's got
he needs to be washed.
Kool-Aid and Wu-Tang.
Kool-Aid, Wu-Tang, and now, you know, the fist.
Nice.
Well, Nick, are you pulling a Nick? Are you double fisting?
So I got a brand new one for you. It's the mini Nick.
So he's just drinking one beer.
Uh-oh.
No, two little guys.
What?
Tara and I got these from the Sam Adams tap room in Boston when we went there for our honeymoon.
Okay. Well, not
honeymoon, but 1 year anniversary.
What are you drinking in there?
This is Roque French Toast Devil Dog. And this one is Rochester Mills barrel aged milkshake stout.
Nice.
Barrel-aged milkshake stout. I was mentioning that I'm going to be hopefully trying to send a porch bomb over to Dan here before next week's episode with Oddside, as we are going to get some Oddside ales to have on the show. But this week, we actually don't have a brewery. Our guest, why don't you introduce yourselves? Tell us where you're from and what you do, who you are, where you're from, what you do.
My name is Debbie, and I am co-owner of Tagabrew. Tagabrew is a copper memory tag you collect as you brewery hop, and we are in are we in 300 breweries right now? I don't even know. We're in a bunch of breweries, over 300. Anyways, and Tagabrew is a copper memory tag you collect as you brewery hop, and we are located, our warehouse, our headquarters is in Goebbels, Michigan, pretty much near Kalamazoo. And I'm Debbie, and this is my husband.
I'm Dan.
Hi, guys. We thank you so much for joining us. So how did the idea of Tagabrew come along?
Okay. You ready for the story?
I'm ready. Let's do it. That's why you're here.
All right. I know, but I'll try to make it. It's such a long story, so I'm going to try to make it shorter than it was. So, because you got to back, you can't just say, you got to back up a little bit. So anyways, so my name is Debbie, and I was married for 30 years, and my late husband passed away in 2004, okay? So I wanted to get that out of there because that gets me into the brewery industry. So when you're 48, married 30 years, you got married at 18, husband passes away, I got two kids, five grandkids, two son-in-laws, got that whole world going on. Then you're left in this world all by yourself. You're like, oh, my God, what the hell are you going to do? So I join, I start being single again, and that is horrible when you're never dated anybody before, so... So I got into the single, I guess you want to call the single world out there. I actually joined a divorce group because I didn't know how to meet somebody my age as a widow. So I got in the divorce group, and you start drinking beer, and you start drinking, and you start going to places you never would have been before. Okay. So that gets me, I mean, I could go in a whole big story, but that gets me to Jim. So when I met Jim, I actually bought like a 12-pack Budweiser at that time. So we've been married. That was 2006. I bought a 12-pack of Budweiser, put it in my refrigerator, trying to impress him. And he like drank it like in a day. And I was like, what the hell? Because my late husband and I, we didn't even really drink beer. And I'm thinking, you know, who does this? So anyway, so he drank a lot of beer. And so we traveled to Idaho, and we only went to breweries. And every time we go to a brewery, we would pick up a glass with a brewery's name on it. We'd buy a T-shirt. So anyways, and then we went to Maine, and that's all we were doing. So by the time we got home, I go, what the hell are we supposed to do with all this stuff? I don't understand. I mean, you only need two glasses or the kids 11 at the most, but I don't know what to do with all of them. So you start piling them up. They start collecting dust. And then Jim, being 6 years younger than me, I'm a cougar. No, not just kidding. But anyways, so Jim being 6 years younger than me, I thought, what the hell are we going to do? I don't want to work until I'm like real old. You know what I mean? Because I might have been on a beach somewhere anyways. So I try to think, what could we do? So, because I retired from Coca-Cola. I was a sales rep at Coke. And Jim worked for Sister St. Joe, which is took care of nuns. He was a maintenance guy taking care of nuns. And I worked for Coca-Cola. So I retired from Coca-Cola. Then I got a little part-time job from 7-Up. And during that time, Jim got something that he had his name printed on. And so I said, wouldn't that be really cool if we could have all the breweries? I own another business called Party Perfect, where I knew a little bit about the printing industry. So I said, what if we printed a name on this copper tag and we put it on a long chain and people ran around and collected them. And so we kind of did a little survey. We spent like about 6 months with like other breweries asking them what they thought. And then we actually had a party with our family and thought, you know, and I'm always coming up with ideas. So everybody just thinks I'm crazy anyways. But I mean, I can tell you the stories. The businesses I tried. But anyway, so we came up with this idea. So the exact same thing we're doing now. It's up all the fucking charms. Just kidding on that. Anyways, so exact same thing we do right now. The 27-inch chain with the tag and the charm. And then we also have a 4-inch chain in the tag. The exact same thing we're doing right now, we sold to the brewery. So Mark Rupert, who was Rupert's Brew House in Kalamazoo, Michigan, was our number one. My kids went to school with him. My kids are in their 40s. So my kids went to school with Mark. And so we went to Mark. We said, hey, we got this great idea. So we had a display rack. We bought a flight board, and we put pegs in it. and then we hung the tag roos on them. So this is like, okay, so we, exact same thing we're doing now, but it all started out with a Michigan beer charm on the chain and the tag. And we brought in Mark Rupert's, and we sold the first order. The only order we gave away free was to Mark. So we put 27-inch chains and 4-inch chains. People started buying them just like that. So then I went over to Pawpaw Brewing Company. And I was really cute at that time, a little black dress on. And I went in, and these retired men that were making beer and stuff, they go, oh, sure, we'll do tag brew. So it's like, okay, cool. So I got that was the second one. So then we got the second one. There were all these retired guys. They would bottle the beer free for them, basically, and then they'd give them beer, so they just hung out at the brewery. So anyway, so they went, and they said, we'll do it. And then Boat Yard Brewing said, we'll do it. Then Final Gravity said, well, we'll do it. And then, you guys, this was a big hit. So I went to Dark Horse. And I was like, you know, because I still don't know if this is going to work. We just wanted a little bit of money to buy beer. I mean, because think about it. So we just wanted a little bit of money to buy beer. So went to Dark Horse Brewing Company, and I went in, and Kristen, who was Aaron's wife, I said to her, you know, my name is Abby Tagger, and I showed her the whole thing. She goes, well, let me go talk to Aaron. She come back. She said, yeah, we'll do it. I was like, holy shit. I was so excited. I went in the car, and I was like, ah! You know, I like beat my head against the wall. I was like, oh, my God, I just hit the lottery. So Dark Horse signed up, and as soon as Dark Horse signed up, she wanted everybody to go that way. She didn't want them to go along the lakeshore. She wanted everybody to go to Detroit. So she started helping me sign up people like, you know, Grand River and Marshall and all them. So to make a long story even shorter, we've been in over 347 breweries. We've had over 50 of them actually closed down so we call them retired. But now every single brewery has their own charm, their own tag. So I'm showing you right now. Can you see this? This is Short. Okay. So Short's Brewing Company has a pair of shorts, and they have the tag for tag. It has their name on them. So all the breweries have their own special charm and their own tag for tag. And we're killing it. I mean, it's crazy. The breweries love us. The tag brewers are having fun. It's a win-win for everybody. So
that's tag. So who gets to choose the charm? Obviously everyone gets the copper tag. Is it that you guys get to pick the charm? Because I'm looking at the list here just in the state of Michigan. Obviously, right. Shorts has the pair of shorts. You have Pawpaw had the paws. The Dark Horse has a horseshoe. Who picks the charms? Is it you guys, or do the breweries recommend it?
I recommend them to them. Because what I do is as soon as they sign up, the last like 70 breweries, you guys call us. I don't even call anybody anymore. So what they do is they call us, we want to join the tag brew trail. So then I start researching, and most of our charms are now made in the United States. This chain, first of all, is the exact same chain used for military dog tags made in the USA. So that's pretty cool. And then the copper tags are actually printed by a guy in Ohio right now. And then the charms, I do research. So what I do is I'll go to their website, I'll go to their Facebook page, and I'll research, because I don't want anybody to have the same one in the same state. Does that make sense? So everybody, so when you got 210 breweries in Michigan, everybody's got to be different. So I do some research on their page and everything, and then I suggest to them and give them ideas, and they pick one.
Nice.
So that's how that works.
Has the charms always been a thing with Tagger Brew? Because I had Tagger Brews, but I never had charms.
I feel like the charms are like new-ish. I guess this is the first time I've learned about it.
No, the charms, Debo says Michigan beer charm. We had a state of Michigan charm and a beer bottle charm. And that's how we started out with every brewery. And also there's a tag that's available just by itself on a little 4-inch beaded chain. So maybe that's what.
So you were just supposed to do this. This is how we created it, right? Just this, like this. Okay. So people go around and they would, you know, they collect this. And then I came up with this really bright idea. So Pawpaw, that was our first one. I saw these cute little paws when I was over in the Michigan Beer Charm. I go, oh, wouldn't that be so cute? They do two paws. Oh my God, holy. We create a whole nother world. It's like, holy shit. So then they wanted that, and then Boat Yard wanted a boat, and then Darker. So the charms, they'll brought Tagaroo from this level to, I mean, we just wanted a little bit of money to drink beer. Now it's like, what the hell? We created this business. Now we're, Jim had to leave his job, so he left his job.
No, I was able to.
You were able to leave his job. So we just drink beer for a living. Isn't it crazy? So, yeah. And then, then that created a whole other story, these charms.
So looking
people
at
love them.
A lot of the tags that you guys have, because I'm on a site, I see that there's 210 breweries in Michigan. You guys are in 10 states overall, with it being obviously Michigan, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Wisconsin. Surprisingly, I was very surprised in looking at the list that the state, the second most that you have in a state is Kentucky, which kind of really threw me off, because I'm expecting this to be, obviously this being homegrown in Michigan, that it's going to be more Midwestern. Is there going to be more of a push to get some more of those breweries that are in like the Ohio's and Indiana's and Illinois?
Yes. In fact, Tagger Brew is actually like a virus. I don't know if I should say that right now, but anyways, it's like a virus. So it's a good virus. So in Michigan, it truly is, because when I tell you that breweries call us, I mean, you have to be pretty, I was impressed. And pretty, when Shorts Brewing Company calls you and says, we need to get on the Tagger Trail, you're going, holy shit. Founders called you and said, we need to get on the Tagger Trail. So it's like a virus. The Tagger Brewers are asking for it. We have a lot of ambassadors. We have lots of ambassadors. So everybody's asking for it. So it's like a virus. But in Kentucky, we actually had a little sales rep over there for a while. So she got us on those and she did an amazing job. And now we have a sales rep in Indiana, Robin Carey. She's doing an amazing job. We just got a couple sales reps over in Ohio, Jan and Russ. They're going to grow Ohio, because Ohio and Indiana, it's like the virus. We want to move out. So the ones that are in like Florida and Colorado, they called us. So when you go, Key West calls you and says, we want to get on the Tagger Trail, it's amazing, because they're not only selling that as a Tagger tag, Taggers are actually going to Key West to get that Tagger tag. So they're traveling there, but they're also selling it as a souvenir. So it's a win-win for everybody that does Tagger Brew. So because we bring the brewery so much business. Let's put it this way. Latitude 42, Scott is a brewer over there. He said, Debbie, I make $50 for every tag you sell. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, $25. Because by the time they buy the tag, they're always buying a beer. He said, then you bring somebody. He said, you bring me people from Detroit or whatever. People are coming to my brewery to get Tagger Brew. So it became not just about the tags. It became a marketing strategy. And now we have a thing called Tagcation. We have Beth and Joseph, who had came up with a Tagger Brew extended family, which is on Facebook now. But they came up with a Tagcation. So people take Tagcations. So we have all these ambassadors selling Tagger Brew for us. So all these states that call us, not that we're calling them, Tagger Brews are going out and selling for us.
Well, I'm looking at your website, because your website, you promote your, I guess you could say maybe centennial Tagger Brewers. So you're 100 club, 200 club, 300 club. And I'm looking at your 1-300 clubber, and I actually recognize this name. So for those of you who don't know, obviously Tagger Brew has their own map of everywhere where there's Tagger Brew. We have the map, mibeermap.com, which has all of the breweries in the state, not just Tagger Brew. Maybe we can, you know, throw in a little Tagger Brew thing on all those just for you, so that people, when they click it, they know it's Tagger Brew. But this guy has updated us on things like if a brewery's opened or closed, if the hours have changed, if something changed. So I can recognize a good maybe 3 or 4 dozen emails from this guy. So it makes sense that he has the 300 club.
Kurt, and he's amazing. He travels around Michigan, so he was able to do that probably faster than somebody else. In fact, he's actually delivering an order for it. He lives nearby, so he's actually delivering an order for us. His name is Kurt. He's delivering an order for us up in the UP. We just signed up Lake Superior Smokehouse, and they took over Chocolat's brewing company up there. So he's delivering that for us. So we have a lot of people. We have like Steve O and Kathy O and Jeff and Steph, and we have so many people that are working. I mean, not getting paid from us, but
they want to see it grow so they can get more tags.
Yeah. So we, you know, nice. We have the Fraser group. It's just fun. It's crazy fun.
I think the word you're looking for is ambassadors. They're ambassadors to your program.
Ambassadors. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's so cool is we've created this community. In the breweries, we're bringing the breweries so much business. A lot of these breweries that call us, they go, we really need to do this, you know? So, and even during the times we are right now, we literally, our business stopped. in March and April, literally stopped.
Just like the brewery.
Just like the brewery did. And now, you guys, we are literally back at it again. The tagger brewers are digging it because they get to go out and they get to have a beer and they get to collect their tag. And we have a big celebration every year where people bring all their tags and we, you know, I could go on and on. Sorry.
There's a celebration where, like,
crazy.
Like Mr. T with all these damn tags and jewelry on them.
Well, you saw how many tags is on that necklace of yours, Debbie?
Well, this actually, you guys, I actually took these, you know, because I put these together. So I actually take this from our stock. So this would have to, this is everybody just in Michigan. Okay. So this is from all the retired ones for all that. So there might be a couple hundred. I don't know. The tag brewers are going to know more than me. Mark Foley, who is our app man. We have an app. The app is amazing. Have you saw the app before, you guys?
I have not. So I learned about Tagger Brew at Stormcloud. I was up in Frankfurt. Wow. I was working across the street, and I made the mistake of ordering popcorn because that's not popcorn for one there. It's popcorn for, like, 10 people.
Did you eat it anyways?
I ate about a third of it, and I don't think we could ever pull this off after, you know, post COVID, but I looked at, there was people next to me. I'm like, guys, I thought this was just a thing. You know, I get a little bit of popcorn for me, and they gave me this giant plate. So I gave it to the couple next to me, and they were like, hell yeah. So I think they were a few beers in at that time, and I think they needed some salty snacks to go with it. But yeah, like I don't think I've ever used the app. I was traveling the state a lot for my last job, but never got a chance to, because a lot of times, and I don't know how you guys in regards to your travels, but for me, like if I'm going into a city to work, I want to get in and get the hell out. I want to go home. I don't want to stay for a beer, because then I have to, like, you get that feeling, like if you ever driven home after one beer and you're a little bit more tired and you're like, oh, why do I have this fucking beer? You know, now I'm 30 minutes later than I should have been, and now I'm running into traffic. No, those words have never come out of my mouth yelling at the people in front of me on freeways. I'm triggered a little here. No, but tell us about the app. What's on the app?
Well, the Tagger app is what's so amazing about it. Well, Mark Foley, who is our app man, Mark came to Final Gravity when we were doing an anniversary there. And we met Mark. And Mark, this is his first app he created, and he's doing an amazing job. And so Mark has, how many followers does Mark have? I mean, quite a few. But anyways, is what it is. As you go along, I'm reading this app free. So we have a free app. It's called Tagger Lite. Okay, so that's free. And then we have a paid app, which is $3.99. And so many people say, well, I never paid for app. Everybody that pays for the app says, oh my God, I love this app. Because they can check off where they collected the tag tag. They can collect out, and it's got a map. So it keeps people organized of where they've been. The app is amazing. The map is amazing. It shows every, you know, all the breweries on the Tagger Trail. Then you push on it, go to their, you know, website, and they can check off as they've gone. So the app has really done good. And Mark Foley, he does the app for us. So we love Mark Foley. Thank you, Mark, our app man. We call him the app man. So, but the app is awesome. I mean, here's another thing too, is ever since the beer guide went away, you guys, that used to be our Bible. I don't know about you guys, but when we first started Tagger Brew, we would go to that to try to find our breweries. And now I'm thinking a lot of people are using Tagger Brew as part, and you guys as part of that.
MI Beer Maps, yeah. Kind of,
yeah.
You want to find
I
out.
Think that, you know, I really do.
The MI Beer Map was a huge undertaking project that I did, because what I learned is that the Michigan Beer Guide did have a lot of the breweries, but the Brewers Guild only promotes Brewers Guild breweries, so they don't promote.
Right. So, but not the Beer Guide, though. Remember the other magazine?
Yep. You have Rex Halfpenny's Beer Guide. Enjoy Your Retirement, Rex.
Yes. Rest in peace, Rex.
Just rest. How about that? Just rest, Rex. So we saw that, but we're like, you know, that's not an updated live document. Like, I want to know when a brewery's opening. I want to know when it's opening. So we started doing it, and with the help of people like, you know, Kurt, like Bill, who runs our map now, and a handful of others, like, people will go through and they'll notice, hey, this brewery's open. I'm going to shoot these guys a message.
Right.
And thanks to the people who do help out and who give us that information, we're able to keep it up and alive and running. And I think that's...
So
that's,
I need to go to yours to find out for me.
Oh, yeah. You can see. I think we're at three. We have 380 open breweries right now in the state of Michigan.
Right.
So...
Yeah, because we only promote... Sorry, only promote Tagger Breweries because that's our, and we only drink beer from Tagger Breweries, so that's how I got the Boston. And so that's how we, you know, but that's how we operate because, you know, it's Tagger Brew. I mean,
no. We 100% understand. That's why, like, we understand.
But the
Brewers Guild only does Brewers Guild breweries. Like, it makes sense. Like, for us, we're agnostic to all that. Like, we're not beholden to anyone. You know, we might promote one brewery more than another, like North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan, just south of Baseline Road over on North Center Road. Go check out Cody. She's tripping magic over there. They're actually getting ready to start lagering their Marzen. So it is almost Oktoberfest time. Ooh. So is North Center on that list? I didn't even check before I dropped that bomb.
No.
Maybe you can help out with that.
Help out with that.
North Center.
We'd love to have them. And here, can I tell you one other thing about Tagger Brew? Is the breweries, what they don't realize too is the breweries, we sell it to them and they sell it to the consumer and they double their money. So they make money on the Tagger tag, but we bring them consumers that come in and they're all beer drinkers. So they're making money. So that's why when I was saying when Latitude 42 said he makes that much money, you know what I mean? It's because we're bringing their consumers that are drinking the beer, buying the tag, and they're beer drinkers, you know, and we also, besides the 100, 200, 300 club membership, we have a party every year. You guys, this party is amazing. We have trophies. We have medals. People bring in their tags. They have them on Christmas trees. They have them on. We had one girl last year. She did a thing where her tags come up. I mean, we have this huge following, huge community. Mike, how many people do we have following us? We figured 14,000.
14,000. At least,
following Tagger Brew. I mean, it's a
active
huge
collectors, yeah.
Active collectors. And so we're busy. I mean, this is what we do.
It really is a community, too. We didn't realize that there are so many other couples like us going around to breweries almost exclusively. And we started running into them more and more. And we realize that there's a whole bunch of people doing the same thing we are. And now the funny thing is, say we were headed to Beaver Island, go to Whiskey Point the other day, and we're on the Emerald Isle Ferry going over there. And we just randomly ran into somebody wearing a Tagger Brew necklace. And somehow that little display makes you approachable to anybody that goes to breweries and collects Tagger Brew. I mean, it really is a community, so it was easy to walk up, hey, you Tagger Brew.
Yeah, so people that go to breweries, they'll look for other Tagger Brewers, and it builds up a conversation with other Tagger Brewers.
So that actually kind of brings me to a question that I had, in that I feel like in the way that we are, a way with a lot of people are today, that a lot of people are more electronic-focused, and they want to tag their beers on the Untappd and the Beer Advocates and, you know, all of these sites so that, you know, in essence, they get that validation of either having that beer or liking that beer or not liking that beer and, you know, getting the attention that, you know, some people just kind of crave. I mean, what would you say to those people who, you know, probably don't necessarily gravitate to something where there's this visual representation of having gone to that brewery and really just commingling with other people who have done the same?
Okay, so that's a really good question because you have to go to the brewery to collect the Tagger Brew tag. You know what I mean? You have to go there. You have to be present to collect that Tagger Brew tag. So that's what's so cool about it too, because we had people saying, well, right now I have a girl on Facebook. I don't know what her name is, but she's trying to get somebody to sell her an Arcadia, our Tagger Brew tag, because Arcadia is closed in Kalamazoo now, right? Yep. So she's trying to get somebody else. But as soon as a brewery retires that closes down, we get rid of the tags. They're no more available. So now they become like, I need that tag. How can I get that tag? So you got to be on the ball. You got to be there. You got to get there. So I don't think I just answered your question. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, something I just saw recently was even with our app, somebody got a new phone. They didn't, and they had to transfer. They could not transfer the app or any of their other information for whatever reason. So they got to physically go through their tags and remember where they were. And they had stories about, okay, well, I remember this one, and were able to go through and update their app to where they've been. So there, and there's all types of people that, that a lot of them still do the Untappd and do their reviews and everything. But there's people collecting out there that aren't even on Facebook. So,
yeah,
it appeals to a lot of different people. Like you said, it's an electronic age.
I thought everybody was on Facebook, and I didn't realize like 30% of our tag brewers go to our website to look up stuff. I mean, I'm thinking everybody's on Facebook, everybody's on social media, and they're really not. So, yeah, it's crazy. We had no idea.
What we're learning a lot, especially in this day and age of social media in 2020, is a lot of people are stepping back from the Facebooks of the world, the Twitters of the world. You know, they're limiting their social media very, very specifically. So I know people who are only on social media so that their parents can see photos of their kids. You know, like those are the kinds of things that allow for that type of connection where you don't have to keep in constant contact or keep, you know, texting photos or something like that. Like I could just post it up there. You could see the kids whenever you want, you know, obviously still have that relationship, but especially now. And, you know, when everyone's doing social distancing and not many people are talking to each other, you know, there's a lot of changes that are going to occur once we go back into the world itself. You know, a lot of people might not be as comfortable going to talk to somebody else at a bar because, you know, two different strangers, because a lot of people might be worried about that type of conversation and not distancing. And, you know, I think this whole the COVID thing is going to be at the back of our, you know, everyone's mind for a while. My question to you is that, like, what do you think 2021 brings for Tagger Brew? Like, what is your guys' goal? Is it just to continue to grow into breweries, or are you looking to maybe diversify a little bit more?
Okay, I was at Lake Michigan today, and this is going to start into what you asked though, but okay. I was at Lake Michigan today, and I was in the water swimming, and I had five girlfriends up at the shore, and so, you know how something sometimes will just hit you, and I looked up at these girls, and I go, oh my gosh, our world has changed so much, the beach is smaller, I can't hug any of these girls, there's no sports, I have five grandkids, I have one in college, there's no sports right now, there's no schools, I mean, we're in this whole different world right now, which is just like, you know, kind of a little, it's real, I mean, it's happening, but the one thing about Tagger Brew is we actually can still bring the brewery's business, and these people can still have fun and go on a tagcation. It's a little bit of normalcy. Does that make sense?
Even if it goes back to curbside pickup.
Yeah.
Once it progressed a little bit and the breweries understood that they had to change up a little bit and were able to do the curbside, we're encouraging local brewery travel.
Yeah. Because the people still want to go out with no matter what we. Oh, and then you guys get a load of this. We did a meetup at Territorial Brewing Company, and this was what, March, you might? It was in March. We did an let's tag room meetup, come to Territorial Brewing Company, get your pickup. Oh, shit, 200 people showed up. It's like, oh my God. Everybody, because you know what? You can screw your business up just like that if you bring too many people together. Oh, I got COVID and Tagger Brew did it. It's like, oh my God. So you're like, you know, you're panicking now. It's like, oh shit, we brought all these people to Territorial. So now it's like, okay, no meetups. And then, so yes, we have to even be careful on our end, you know, on that part.
But it was handled well. It was all on the parking lot. They only let four people in to pick up.
But it's still scary, you know. But anyways, for 2021, no. You guys, we're not going to. I think I had 10 breweries contact me this week to sign up. I got.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God. That's what we brought Mike in. Mike, we brought up. All right. So, anyway, yeah. So we got Jim and Debbie. All right. You're right. So, anyway, so Jim and Debbie were Tagger Brew. Okay. And so we, you know, all the fulfillments in our basement, we put this shit together. I mean, not shit. I love it. I mean, it's Tagger Brew. But we put everything together. We do all this. We ship them out. We do all that. We bring the breweries tons of business. We have tons of Tagger Brews. Well, then we got so big that I was ready to go. And so we have a lot of people that were calling us saying, we'd like to join Tagger Brew. We'd like to help you. We'd like to be a partner. It's like, I don't have time. We were working 16 hours a day, Jim and I. We live on a lake. We could not keep up. We're going, because the brewers are now ordering hundreds at a time. Because if Tagger Brewers come in, you got a bus load. They're all Tagger Brew and they're all buying Tagger. So anyway, so then we meet Mike. Thank God we met Mike. So Mike contacted us. And so we love Mike. You know how you can't have a partnership unless you love somebody? We love Mike. I love Mike.
It's like a brother and a sister relationship, though.
At first he said, didn't you say it should be like a marriage? I go, no, I don't know where you're at all the time. And then we end up being brother and sister. All right, go ahead.
Well, sorry. The timing was perfect. They needed help, and I was free. I worked at Kellogg's for 20 years, and I was freed up, and I was looking for a new adventure, and it just was perfect timing.
So what
saved our life.
So you developed the app for them? Is that what?
No. I kind of work on the new business stuff, you know, and I did a lot of supply chain work when I was at Kellogg's, a lot of plant manufacturing stuff, purchasing, all that kind of stuff. So I just help with those kinds of things. And then I help with our destination breweries that we have outside of Michigan. So you see on the app, you see on the webpage, we have several breweries in Florida. Once we get someone interested, I kind of manage that relationship with those new breweries. In Colorado, we have a few, and we just signed up a Florida one. I don't know. We publicly announced that yet or not, but we just signed up another Florida one here a couple of days ago. So I just help pick up, you know, the loose ends that.
He doesn't help. He's a partner. We're partners together. But Mark Foley is the app guy. So we have a different person in the app. We are actually in a full blown business together. And then our goal is just to keep growing Tabagroom. It's not going away. It's really not going away.
Mark's the app guy. Mike is the gentleman next to you. Got that?
The
M's messed up a little bit.
But I love them both. I love them both.
There you go.
What, like my question is, have you thought about working with local tour companies like Motor City Brew Tours and, you know, to do Tagger Brew style breweries, because obviously they have their own mode of transportation. They can give you a little bit more than just this is a Tagger Brew brewery. They could be, you know, this is the history of this brewery, especially like in Detroit when you have so much history in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I can answer that and you can jump in, but we're open to all those types of relationships. We've had some of those discussions. We've talked to, you know, the ice cream brand. You guys know that brand of ice creams that are in a lot of breweries. We've talked to them. I talked to Beer Box.
That's arrested.
Wait a minute.
You guys are exactly right. Ken, your question though is exactly right. I mean,
guy's a limit.
Yeah, we want to build more and more relationships with all those types of.
I'm just looking for more opportunities for you guys to drink because it doesn't seem like you have enough of that.
Well, here's another thing too. Is like for instance, August 26th is National Dog Week or Dog Day.
Yep.
So we're teaming up with Dark Horse. And so we do a lot more things like that. So Dark Horse and us are team up together and to bring, you know, because you got to be careful, but to bring people to get the tag on and to introduce the dog world right now. And we actually have on our app where there's paws now where all the breweries that have dogs. So we do more of that, you know, but the sky's the limit, like with hotels. I mean, it really is. We just haven't tapped into that yet. We're busy, so it's good, but it's, you know,
that whole fulfillment piece, you know, if you think about a brewery needing tags, that whole piece is a lot of work, and then all those relationships is just, you know, just layers on more work for
us. I mean, I know everybody too. I mean, you know, Dan and Sonia over at Eagle One. I mean, I'm like friends with all the breweries. So at some point, I know I'm going to get old and I can't do that anymore. So I got to figure out how we're going to transfer that. Does that make sense? Because I like love everybody and I know everybody and I'm friends with everybody. But I can't be friends with, there's 8,000 breweries in the United States. So we're still trying to figure out how we're going to do all this because we're busy. We're growing still.
And the key is, you know, you guys will appreciate this because knowing the industry like you guys do, but the key for us is growing not just growing, like breweries. We could sign up breweries. We could sign up tons of breweries, but you got to have the tagger brewers, we call them, you know, the consumers. You need to have them going to the breweries and buying the tags. That's really the strength of the business. And that's what we have. That's why when Debbie says it's that virus, that's where we're growing that community. And, you know, and that's really the strength of the business. And that's why growing the right way is really the key to the next couple of years.
We have the Tagger Brew extended family page in the Tagger Brewers that we have. That, I mean, I just love all these people. And I mean, we talk to them, I work with them, I know them, I meet them, and but we need more. I mean, if you go to a beer festival, we probably only in 1% do we have Tagger Brewers. We just need more Tagger Brewers. The breweries come. The breweries call. I got tons of breweries call us all the time, and we sign them up every day. The Tagger Brewers is what we keep working on, and we're doing well with that. But that's what our, does that make sense? That's our industry is growing the Tagger Brewers.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I mean, as far as the brew festivals that you just mentioned, those, I mean, do you guys show up to go to the brew festivals and provide?
Oh yeah, you see Debbie with Tagger Brew, you get a free charm. Yeah, you see Debbie with Tagger Brew, you get a free charm.
There you go.
Damn, I should have looked for
you. Yeah, we have.
I'm going to start looking for you now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're not happening, so you're not going to find me now.
The fall festival in Marquette, though, we had a couple hundred people there, easy. You know, we had a great big picture that, you know, we took in front of some of the breweries. And, you know, we probably had 200 people there.
We'll say, we'll meet Tagger Brew, and we'll give you a free charm in front of this place at this time. So people come and show their tags. They wear their tags. So, yeah, it's just fun.
That's where you need to use the app to send a push notification so that anyone
that's local, a great idea.
You could just be like, hey, we're meeting here at this place at this time. And if the people aren't there and they're getting the message and they're out in, you know, some random city, they're out in Goebbels and you're up in Marquette, you could just rub it in their face that they're in Goebbels and you're in Marquette.
I know, but right now we can't do these meetups right now because we bring too many people. So I just had to cancel one, and the lady, I felt so bad, at Big Buck. And I said, I just don't dare. We just don't dare have a full blown meetup right now. Does that make sense? Cause we got to let this settle a little bit. I'm nervous when we do those.
It makes sense. The business person in me would think, what about selling some type of ticket system so you know how to, you know, how many tickets you can sell so that you're not overwhelming? Because, you know,
aren't you smart? Okay. Yeah.
I think having that tickets with a low entry point, because, you know, especially if you're going to do a special Tagger Brew for that meetup, maybe you do a special little charm for that meetup, you know, December 2020, that's the charm. So you're going to pay for the charm by buying the ticket. So the ticket's $5, which includes the charm. But now you know, okay, well,
the sky's the limit. See? I know. It's like, oh, my God.
It really is. Great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Ken.
I'll make sure my free tickets are on the top of my email for sure. I kind of cut someone off. I think it was Rob.
Yeah. No, it was Dan. Me. It was me. Yeah, so
Dan,
you talked about growing the right way here. I'm curious, how are your outlier states doing, like a Colorado or a Florida with this? Are they getting as many travelers or visitors like they do in Michigan? Because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm in Arizona. We have a lot of destination breweries here right within our states because of how remote they are, how far away they are from the only, you know, metropolitan areas we have. It'd be a great thing, but we're also 2,000 miles away outside of Colorado from the next state that has this. So how are some of those outliers handling this? Are you seeing a lot of business from them?
Yeah, not as much. Michigan, yeah, every brewery orders every month, hundreds at a time every month. I mean, it's just, really? You know. But the outer states one, actually Florida, though, is doing pretty good because we have them. If you get three breweries in an area, then people actually travel there to get them. But if you're in Key West, too, so Florida is doing pretty good. Actually, Florida, believe it or not, with only having the six breweries, they're actually turning them. Well, I think everything's open in Florida too. So anyway, so they're actually doing okay because they're doing it. Now in Colorado, they might do like a couple orders a year, but it's still a destination brewery and it's still okay until we continue to get more and more breweries there. Indiana does a great job right now. Indiana, Robin Carey, who's in charge of Indiana, those do a lot of turnover, but they're right there. Ohio, once we get more in there, they're going to do great right there. Does that make sense? So the outer state ones,
but I think, you know, yes, for our expectations, we're kind of like, you know, they don't do as well as Michigan breweries do. But I talked to the owner of Jagged Mountain in Denver, downtown Denver, great brewery. He's super happy with us. He's like, we're doing, you know, from his expectations, he thinks he's doing great with Tiger Brew. And he's maybe sold a couple hundred so far, you know, in maybe, what, eight months or so.
And Eric Bouch, who owns Thorn Apple Brewing Company, went there and got his tag brew on and was thrilled.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of expectation setting, you know, like, but they're super happy. But they're destination places, to your point. They're, you go there, are you know, probably 50% of the tags that are sold there are Michigan people there. They're on vacation. And if you're, you know, if you're a Tiger Brew and you're going to go to Denver, you're going to the Tiger Brew location for sure. And that's the big win for the breweries, because they're automatically getting, you know, a few people in. And then when you go there, you eat and you have a few beers and, you know, so they don't sell quite like they do in Michigan, but they still sell well enough for them to be pretty happy with us.
You know, who's kicking butt right now, you guys, is Rustic Spokes. I just got to throw that in there. They're kicking butt right now. It's up in Mackinac City. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to Mackinac City or something.
It's vacation.
Because they're not closed down up there. That's why.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right. All right.
We were doing okay.
I'm sorry. Ken, I interrupted you?
No. You're okay. My question to you is, are you looking to replicate your success in Michigan and these other states? Or is it just kind of an added bonus to have these extra breweries in these extra states as just, you know, a few extra things?
Okay. No, we want to duplicate Michigan. Because if it can happen in Michigan, why can't it happen in Ohio? Why can't it happen in Indiana? So you got to remember, though, Mike is 20 years younger than me, so he's going to be the one doing that. And we're going to just go out to the brewery. So our goal...
I'm 15 years
younger. Oh, 15 years younger. So our goal...
I'm not young.
So our goal is... Jim and I, we at some point, we're just going to go drink beer and do, you know, and then, yeah. So hopefully someday, yes, we'd love to have that in every state.
But we got to do it right, though. I mean, it's such a, I thought first coming in the business, I thought it was all about signing up breweries. And every single day that goes by, I realize it's about the consumers, about the tag of brewers out there. That's where the business is. It's about those and making sure that, you know, we answer their needs. And so we had with COVID, as you can imagine, some of the breweries said to us, hey, look, we're not buying anything outside of, we're paying for our payroll and we're paying for our ingredients for beer. But we want to stay on the trail. So we built a system in, we call it Tag Brewer Out. If a tag brewer goes to a brewery and they don't have a tag of brew there for sale, they can purchase one online through us.
Because they still went there.
They still went there and they have to give the dates.
They have to go there.
And, you know, and so we don't, you know, so we started that program for our tag of brewers because
we don't want to kick anybody off.
We don't want to kick people off. And as long as a brewer says yes, and they're starting to really order right now. But there was a moment in time though, if you think about a month or two ago, where every, you know, obviously every dollar is, you know, crazy important, and they didn't know what the unknown was going to be. They didn't know when the opening was going to happen and things like that. So we, you know, keeping our tag of brewers happy and excited is the most important thing. And we keep them happy and we keep them excited. And Debbie's obviously great at that. Having fun with them, you know, new things, then the business will take care of itself.
Well, how can they find you? What's your website? What's your socials?
Okay, you go to tagabrew.com. You go to the Tagabrew app. We have a Tagabrew Lite.
The free app. Yep.
The free app. And then we have Tagabrew.
You have a Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Instagram,
Tagabrew Extended Family.
We have Extended Family. So it's a group on Facebook that... I mean, every single day we're adding people, and it was actually, you know, it wasn't something that Debbie and I started. It was something that Tagger Brewer started and said, hey, I started this because I think it's super cool. I would love for you guys to be involved. And so we're involved, but they're still the owner of the site, and people add, and then they talk about vacations together, like Debbie was talking about, which is, this has been a real big home run for them to, you know, for our Tagger Brewers to all communicate
But you got. But the coolest thing is these ambassadors out there. It blows my mind. We have a couple couples, Kathy and Steve O, and we got Jeff and Steph, and we got Joanna Jones. I call her Joanna Jones, but it's really Joanne. These people, they go to the breweries anyways, and so they go, why would you not be on the Tapper Trail? So they're all of our salespeople. So we have all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of salespeople, and they're having fun. And so we adore them, we love them, and we're just all having fun together. Does that kind of make sense? So.
Actually, I'm sitting here looking at your Instagram page, it's Tag a Brew USA, and probably my favorite picture that I see up here is a picture of the state map of Michigan and having the Tag a Brews basically stuck on the map geographically from where they are located. And like that would be
the girl that did him on the To the Maps, the UP, yes. And the other one.
Yeah.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. So people don't just wear them around their neck. They make displays. They have Christmas trees. We have, they put them in there behind their bars. So yes. So that's a great example of what people do with the Tag a Brew tag.
For me, I think if getting those, I would definitely make those into a display. Cause I feel like Kirk has said in our Facebook chat as we were talking that wearing 300 of those gets kind of heavy. So I'm definitely not planning on, walking
around. You have to put this little plastic thing around your back. This is like a plastic tube.
I thought it would actually be kind of cool to show up to one of those meets and just like basically make chainmail of like all 300 of them and just walk in all Sir Lancelot style. That would be awesome.
Oh, you guys, we have one guy that has a cane, and he took a cane and he put Tag a Brew tags all over the cane. Or charms. So he puts the charms all over the canes. His name is Jeff, and he goes around with his cane. I mean,
you know, it'd be cool to be when we do our annual celebration. We did it this last year. We did it in Clarkston.
Yep. Parker Hilltop.
Yep. Parker Hilltop, and we were ten in the morning.
Ten in the morning. We do a
ten in the morning. We started
breakfast and donuts.
Breakfast.
The worst weather of the year.
We had terrible weather, and we still had the place was full.
People,
it was crazy. Drinking beer at 10 o'clock, and they did a great job.
They did a great
and
job.
Debbie is unbelievable MC. So she has games going. She has contests. It's
like a what do you call that? A halo.
Debbie, she sings songs. But we had a couple hundred people there, and it was I can't imagine the next one because we had terrible weather. So none of the Kalamazoo people, the West Grand Rapids Kalamazoo was hard to travel east that day, and so it was mostly Detroit and Detroit area people that came. And it was still absolutely full at 10 in the morning.
It's going to, the next one is at May 2021, and we're having it at Pawpaw Brewing Company in Pawpaw, Michigan, because we're expecting over 500 people to show up. So they're expecting it and ready for us because we have first place on who has the most tags. We have first place on who has the best on-body display, off-body display. So we have all kinds of prizes. We have a growler holding contest. Oh my gosh, yeah. The growler contest, people love it. So last time we had like I think six groups with six people. We have trophies, medals. All the breweries donate prizes. So all the breweries will donate prizes throughout the year. And it's a huge event. Huge, huge, huge. So this is gonna be hopefully we can all hug each other.
Right.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking your time out of your day. So much energy. So like it's contagious. That's for sure. Cause I know I was yawning before the show started and now I am wide awake and ready to go. A lot of people got some work to do to catch up to Kurt over 300 tags. That's for sure. So hopefully you can get that. You got until May of next year. Guys, Tag a Brew USA over on Instagram, as well as their website is just tagabrew.com. Go check them out. Debbie, Mike, Debbie's husband.
Jim.
sorry.
My sweet husband.
And you guys do such a great job for all the breweries and thank the community. So thank you very much, Dave. Love listening to the show.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
We appreciate it.
Oh, I've been listening.
We know your 14,000 fans are about to tune into this episode and be brand new subscribers, so we appreciate them. Don't forget, when you listen to this show and you've already listened to it because you're at this part, go to iTunes, leave us 5 stars, give us a review. We appreciate it. It helps us get our word out, and therefore it helps us get the word out of all these wonderful people in the community. We will be back in about 10 minutes with segment 2, so we will be right back with the Better on Draft podcast.
We all supposed to uplift you, shifty. Everybody set them up, Schitt's Creek. And I just said something embarrassing to Cheryl Teagues, and I'm aware of tease, but I'm staring at a parodies. High five, bro, singing somewhere. Five or less sign, think about a rise and decide that I'm gross. I'm fine, so I'm a fine folks. I'm some ride or die close. I want to ride a unicycle across a tight rope. Like the battle, I might choke. I might choke the shit out of a rapper with the right quote. I hate to be accused of hyperbole. Hyperbole, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain courtesy. Yo, I'm 33. Give a fuck about your diet serving me. Insert your favorite surgery. Whole goddamn circus is absurd to me. Return to a mercy, mercy me, murder modernity permanently. Yeah, big perm picture in some urban weed. But y'all are nervous about a turpentine. Running from the gun serpentine. I've had the perfect week. Earth to dweebs since I've learned to tweet. I've been like
Bar Escobar, Bar Escobar,
fill my pockets with the wallet of a misanthropic pill. Pop it ill, got in hit the chill spot. Y'all got the pot of chili hot. Really not dealing with you Billy Bob's SOB. Silly sob stories getting gory with the Philly cheese. Spill it on my filthy jean jacket. Reenactment of a pigeon crapping. Pissing in your picnic basket. Pigeon catch you sick and fetch. Wiggle like you pitch a tent. Rhymes and beats so sick you wrench. Sitting on your picket fence, you hit the deck. Wickets jaw chop them like a chicken neck. Second best, something that I'll never be like sick of sex. Pick up checks, something that I'll never do. Pickle eggs, something that I never chew. Get respect, something that I never knew, like revenue. Resolute to evolute. Get up off my level in your devil's suit. I don't need your residue. Your resume embellish mine is bulletproof. Bully on cubes for the fennel soup. A friend of few.
Bar de Chalar. Bar de Escobar. Hardest in cars. Tarnish the stars. Charge at the guards. Garnish your law. Parch from cigars. Largest at large. Largest at large. Bar de Escobar. Hardest in cars. Tarnish the stars. Charge at the guards. Garnish your law. Parch from cigars. Largest at large.
And we are back, Better on Draft 228. I appreciate you all sticking with us after that first one. I think that was exhausting in a good way, that's for sure.
It was a good one.
Good episode. Very, very good interview. We thank Tagaboo for joining us. A lot of passion, which I think is what you see with a lot of people within the industry. She has a lot of passion for it, and a lot of passion for what she does, and a lot of people obviously love what they do.
It's kind of needed, though, in my opinion, especially
it's a very wholesome story.
What we got going on right now.
It's a wholesome story of basically going to breweries and collecting little tchotchkes. And I think it's, you know, it's how many... like I've got a huge thing over there of koozies. Like, you know, there's only so many koozies you need. You know, a lot of people like stickers, but where you want, you know, not everybody can have a refrigerator that they can just stick a bunch of stickers on. So there's only so much that you can do. And, you know, sadly, so many stickers go to waste. As I've seen so many of our stickers on the floor, I'm like, oh, that sucks. Get these nice matted, like matte stickers. And it's just like, oh, okay. But, as always with, segment 2,
here is Robert with the beer news.
I was just making sure that noise did not have the word stone in it, because we might be getting sued.
Oh yeah. That'd be a bad thing.
You see, I was not getting into that at all, but, you know, now that I think about it, it's just so, it is so crazy that it just feels like any brewery that has Stone in the name of the beer or in the name of the brewery that they're getting sued by Stone Brewing as if they completely own this name. And it's...
Well, it's not just Stone. It's the word bastard, too. They're going after the phrase bastard, which, you know, you have in Michigan, obviously, Dirty Bastard, and Double Bastard or Backwoods Bastard and all these other ones. And then you have just right down the road from Stone is Firestone Walker. So
I didn't even think of that one. That should be a fun fight. And honestly, they want to fight with someone like Founders too.
They've definitely picked and chose which breweries they've gone after. Mind you, their biggest case right now is against Miller Coors, with the Keystone, Get Your Stones, fight, which we've talked about a few times on this, but a lot of their trademark disputes, which I think they have over 100 right now, trademark disputes, all are really small breweries. And when I posted on the Better on Draft page, which you guys are watching live, facebook.com/BetterOnDraft, when I posted on that page, I remember mentioning how many different breweries have the word Stone, how many different breweries have the word bastard in it, and the numbers I have, there we go, I was just really killing time. There's over 3,500 beers with bastard in the name and 141 breweries, and there are 12,500 beers with the word Stone in it and 400 breweries. So
they can't go after everybody.
No, they're going to go after the little guys who can't defend themselves.
Exactly. That I feel like that is a little bit of bullying, that they're just going after the little guys that, you know, don't have the money. As Ken likes to say, they don't have fuck you money to basically go through these litigations to be able to sustain a lawsuit and run a brewery at the same time. Because I certainly don't see them going after Firestone.
No.
Right. I don't see them going after Founders because, they got fuck you money too. And they might just say, bring it on.
Well, yeah. Well, Founders has got San Miguel money because they're fully gone into San Miguel.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of Firestone Walker is obviously one of the top craft breweries in the country. I don't know what number they are, but obviously they're one of the top selling breweries. I don't know what. There's only so much that you can do, but I'm going to be honest. You just look like a bully. Like there's protecting your trademark, but then you got to go after everyone. You can't just pick and choose who you want to go after. Like you got to protect your trademark. You got to go after Founders and Firestone.
Firestone, right.
You can't probably
sue themselves eventually. You're probably right.
You can't just do it. And I'm trying to look because somebody over on the Craft Beer Professionals Facebook page was able to pull through because you can look up all the trademark lawsuits from Firestone itself. And as I'm, again, really delaying time, here we go. 88. They currently have 88 lawsuits out there in regards to trademark.
Out of 3,500 that you mentioned?
Yeah. So
what are you doing?
So
are you that bored to have 88 pending lawsuits?
Some of them, just going over names real quick. You've got Pacific Stone, Piedra Lisa. I don't even know what that is.
What's
but
that even?
It's something, and maybe it's Stone in another language. Stone of the Crows, Rotten Little Bastard Distillery, Treadstone, Lucky Bastardo, Slightly Stoned, Sawstone, which I think is the one that kind of brought up the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the one that came up. Yeah, it was Sawstone.
Stoner's Pizza Joint.
What?
Touchstone Brewing Company. So yeah, so there's a lot of
is Touchstone Pictures still a thing?
I was wondering that too.
No, it's not, but that's I was thinking the same thing about Touchstone Pictures.
Wow.
So I mean it's there comes a point where it goes a little too far, and this seems because these are all a lot of these are all 2020. Like this year, summer 2019, it's the big story was is that with I'm trying to bring figure out the name of the company, and I think it was Sawstone in Kentucky. They actually they had an agreement with Stone prior to this to be able to use the name. And then I believe what happened was, and I think we've seen this at Dogfish Head, is that a new lawyer comes in and is like, oh my God, we got to do all this, and starts to do it. But again, if you can't pick and choose, who are you going to fight? Sawstone, Treadstone, or beers that
Stoner's,
have
Stoner's Pizza or whatever the hell.
Stoner's Pizza Company.
Come on. I mean, are you trying to be the most hated company in America right now? Because it's what it comes across as.
I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, they're protecting their trademark and everything like that. But there is this isn't uncommon for them. In this chat, they've talked about how Kettle and Stone, which is out of Boulder, Colorado, had to change their name to Vindication. And there's a few more that there's so hard to get through, but there's just so many that they've sued that I just don't know where it begins and where it's going to end.
What's the end game for Stone Brewing? And
Julia in the chat corrected me. It is Stone in Spanish. So I was correct in faux bravado assumption that it was Stone in Spanish.
Eventually, it sounds like the end game is like basically beaches will no longer have rocks.
What's the end game?
I don't remember any trademark laws in any of my business classes, but isn't Stone a pretty arbitrary, pretty common word? And you really can't trademark that something that's really arbitrary or common.
It's not like Kleenex, because Kleenex is clearly something that is trademarked. However, it's a term that is commonly used for type of tissue.
You're going to use tissue paper. You're not going to call, I'm going to go grab a tissue. I'm going to go grab a Kleenex.
Just the thing, because it's just a common thing.
Yeah.
But as far as just Stone, this is what it is. It just doesn't make any sense that you go after so little, yet there's so many that are using this word that you apparently feel that you have to have complete ownership of, or at least some sort of hypocritical ownership of, because you're not going after everybody. That's what is the part that I don't get, is that if you're going to go after somebody for just simply using the word Stone, even to be so fucking petty is to go after somebody using the word Stone in Spanish, that you should either you're going after everybody, or just stop complaining and just sit down and make your damn beer.
Yeah, for real. I mean, now you're going after pizza companies. Are those guys making beer, or is this a completely different thing?
Stoner's Pizza Company.
I'm pretty sure Stoner's Pizza is a chain. A quick service chain in the realm of Pyology, Blaze, and Mod. So I'm pretty sure it's a chain, but I don't think they make beer unless there is we have a Jets in Michigan that has 40 beer taps. Maybe it's a Stoner's Pizza that decided to open up a brewery with the fast pizza. Because, what do you think, how many pizzas do you think you can easily sell with people who are just drinking there? And especially if everything's par-baked and easy to make.
For sure. You can make
If you look at the photos on Stoner's Pizza Joint and see these photos, it looks like it's totally worth it, if you ask me. Because it actually looks pretty damn good.
The happy customers, is that what you're looking at?
The people that they did testimonials, they sure do look happy.
That guy in that James guy, I don't know if it reloads every time. That guy totally.
So Dan and I are referring to the website. If you're listening, go when you have a chance. If you're listening, go to the Stoner's Pizza website and look at the happy people on the website.
So what's funny is that if you do still want to support that brewery, you can go to Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills, just south of M59 on Baseline Road, and go check out Jack. Obviously, you can get some Stone Brewing or some Founders Arrogant Bastard. Not Founders Arrogant Bastard. Founders Dirty Bastard. Stone Arrogant Bastard. There we go. See, I fucked it up. I just proved their point. They should sue. They should sue. Sue Founders.
Oh my
gosh. Well done.
So real talk, what's the last good beer Stone put out? Legit.
Woot's
all right. Woot's all right.
That's the Will Wheaton.
Yeah, that one's okay.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Apparently, he
just for a little Family Guy reference.
Yeah,
he needs to open up his own brewery. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you the last Stone beer that I had. Maybe their Enjoy By series. I think a lot of people still get a kick out of.
I think that was the IPA I had too. Was Enjoy By, but it was like more than a year and a half ago.
I think the Drink By series got old kind of quick. If you ask me, it was a great marketing thing, in my opinion.
I'm gonna lie. There is a beer that I like, and that's the Shoko Vesa, which is their double milk stout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably the one of the last few beers that I've had from them that I really really like.
Outside of Woot Stout, I agree, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know. There's so many. Like, I just can't. If you're going to bully, there's plenty of breweries for me to go drink. Like, I don't need to.
That's true. That's my point. Like, what are you doing? No one's falling over themselves for your beer. So, okay.
Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know what their market share is for the last couple of years. I'd have to go look it up on the Brewers Association to see what their market share is in regards to barrelage is sold. But I don't know if everyone's cutting into them and they're like, fuck.
I think so, because when I first got into craft beer, Stone was like one of those big names that was out there that you would see and you would recognize.
But when we
all the other breweries.
When we got into craft beer, though, there was that old guard, I'm talking Sierra Nevada, New Belgium, River, Great Lakes Brewing. What was that, Rob?
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
Yeah.
I didn't know Sam Adams was crap until we started doing this show.
I mean, like, I guess that's the thing though, is that Stone part of the old guard now?
That's what I would believe, is that they're part of the old guard.
Because
when I think of craft beer, when I first started, I thought as them as like one of the first ones, because that was before I was even drinking IPAs, because I would associate Stone with IPAs. Because that's what they were at the time really, really notorious for. Stone IPA. Now it's like, you know, all the Woot Stouts and the Shoko Vesa and all the Drink By series. And
then still 30 IPAs.
And 30,000 IPAs later. But when I first started, I would associate Stone with IPA. And that's how Stone always sticks out in my mind, even 10 years after getting into this whole thing, at least 10 years.
Right. All right. We're in second segment, which nobody has. We're in second segment. What is everybody drinking right now?
I'm still drinking the seltzer. This tall boy is definitely not something to slam. That's for sure.
It's water, Ken.
No,
what's going on?
This is not water for sure. This is definitely more on the like a sour side. I'm getting a lot of salt in here. As opposed to like, I've got this little bad boy right here, which can fit, four White Claws. And I would bring that to events and stuff and just be like, all right, so I don't have to keep going to refill it. I just put four White Claws in there, carry it around and I'm happy. yeah, this right here though, like it's definitely more on the sour, like a wild ale type, side. So it is not crushable for sure. It is still delicious and I'm still drinking it, but yeah, it is not, it's not like your standard seltzers where you could crush it like it's water, which I've done too many times. And then, oh, look, I drank 12 White Claws in three hours.
They go down way too easy.
Nick, what are you drinking?
I finished the Devil Dog and now I'm just kind of focusing on the barrel aged milkshake. So I gotta go grab another can for the next segment.
I'm pulling the Black is Beautiful in the Black is Beautiful.
There you go. Nice.
This is the one from Batch, which is the Imperial Stout with raspberries, cocoa nibs, and espresso.
Ooh.
So still, like, basically everything in this series that I've had so far has been relatively on point. including I just recently had the one from Brewery Faison, which is there's no adjuncts. It is just straight Imperial Stout. And to style, it is probably one of the a really, really good just two style stout. It is really, really good.
Now that's, let me ask you, you guys seen a lot where they're adding a lot of stuff, a lot of adjuncts to this beer out there? Because that's all I'm seeing out here. There's very few just doing the stout itself.
Yeah, there's been a few, because I mean Eastern Market added stuff, Batch has added stuff. I know the Windy had Supernatural. I haven't had theirs yet, but I know they added things. I haven't heard what exactly is what is going to be in North Centers when they're done.
Theirs comes out next Saturday. August 1st.
Okay. And it just seemed like there's a lot of breweries that, I mean, some breweries are just taking, you know, stock of like a stout that they already have and, you know, what they had already planned on doing with some sort of adjunct and putting and using that as the Black is Beautiful beer.
Well, here's the thing for me is that if I want, like, I don't want every brewery, if you make the same beer, the same style, the same way, I trust the professionals that it should taste nearly the same everywhere I go. The only thing that's going to be different is the water. So it might be, you know, a little clearer, a little cleaner, a little heavier, like those small little things that you're going to see. But I want to see adjuncts because that is going to want me to go to that brewery to try that beer. I don't need to try the eighth variation of the exact same Black is Beautiful. I'd rather just donate money to whatever cost they're doing, and or buy a premium bottle of something else that they're doing so that I could try another beer that they have.
There are some guys that are out here that are trying to get every can and bottle possible. And at current state right now, we're talking about 1,037 breweries that are making their rendition of this beer, whether it's
trying to collect them all
or not,
like and Pokemon.
Trying to pull a Pokemon and catch them all. And I, you know, getting them here in the U.S. Sure, I mean, with how people ship beer, and granted, ship or what was it? Ship clothing
samples.
Yeast samples. that, you know, people can do that. I think it makes it a little bit more difficult when you have breweries that are overseas that are making Black is Beautiful and trying to get a hold of those. So if people are able to pull those off and get those out of, you know, the UK and Denmark and Sweden, you know, props to them to get those. But I know that's going to be very hard to try and get those.
Well, I know you guys know, but I want to tell our fans that are listening right now, in 5 weeks, so far away, but it's probably going to feel like 5 years, 5 weeks, we actually are going to have Weathered Souls on this show to talk about Black is Beautiful. Ooh, so we are so excited to have that. So if you have any questions for them, obviously start thinking about it. Tito Hoffman is drinking the Black is Beautiful from Brewery Faison. I believe one of our writers, Chaz, is going to be writing up his Brutiful Buzz article about Brewery Faison's Black is Beautiful, which pairs well with a album. What he does is he pairs a beer with an album for you to kind of enjoy both at the same time. So kind of giving
that's
you
a great idea.
A audio pleasing while you drink your beer. Go check that out, betterondraft.com. That's an idea you've obviously known about because it's on our website, betterondraft.com. Daniel.
I probably didn't read it.
Let's do one more article because I know we've talked a lot about Stone, but I want to kind of maybe, do we got anything fun, Rob? Anything fun in the news?
Anything fun? I think the fun thing that we got was there was a story that actually came out of Ionia, Michigan here, which is roughly about 90 minutes west of Detroit. Actually has a little bit of a special place with me because it was the Ionia County Courthouse where we adopted our first child. So it was a shitty drive, but you know, it was worth it. But out of Ionia, there was a guy that was out there that was playing golf with his dad, and about six holes in, everything was going great and it just kind of fell apart. So he just decided, screw this, I'm just going to play like shit and check my phone. Checked his phone, and all of a sudden he had a message or notification that was saying Isaac Novak paid you $3,500. And suddenly he just got this notification that came through Venmo, which I didn't even know in Venmo you could actually send that much, because
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
You can, and when you're sending money in Venmo to someone that's not your friend, you have to verify that you're sending it to them by either verifying the last four of their phone number or just going past it, putting the liability on the sender.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what pretty much happened. So Trevor Harwood, he was a guy who got the notification and was, you know, going through, you know, in his mind, his list of friends and family and trying to figure out who this person was. And he couldn't figure that out, which completely made sense because he didn't know this guy at all. This guy was actually in Utah and he was trying to make a complete a payment on a new camper. And so the Trevor Harwood that was standing in front of him, he was trying to pay that individual and ended up paying the Trevor Harwood that was here in Michigan. Isaac out in Utah was trying to get a hold of Trevor and trying to get his money back. Apparently, it took about 7 hours before Trevor decided to respond back, which I know that would give you a hell of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Waiting, trying to figure out how to get your money back. And Trevor had finally responded and basically said, I'll send it back, but I'm pretty thirsty, and decided to negotiate with Isaac to utilize some of the money to buy a case of beer. Apparently that's pretty much what they had worked out, and Trevor decided, or it was decided that Trevor could spend $20 of it to buy a case of beer, which it looks like he bought a case of Budweiser, and then gave the money back to Isaac. Now, if someone had mistakenly sent you that money, what would you do?
I would probably do the same. I'd probably try to negotiate a six pack out of them, send them a receipt, and get like a six pack of something that I would want to drink, like a Guinness or a four pack tall boy Guinness. So it's $11.94. So I'm going to send back $3,488.06 or something like that. Like I would legit go right to the penny just to be that's the kind of person I am. But like,
because
all right,
you wouldn't have to send a penny of it back.
You are not legally obligated, because that person through Venmo verified he wanted to give you $3,500.
Yep.
So I, you know, for me, like I would be thinking, you know, kind of like the guy, I'd be like, you know, all right, that's a lot of money. Why is he sending $3,500? You know, is it a drug deal? You know, can I just get this money? You know, at that point, For someone like me, if you're sending it to me, obviously you got my name, so you're gonna know everything about me, and it's not like I'm hiding. April May in the chat says, send a thank you note. Write it on $100 bill. Here's the money back. I would definitely do the exact same thing. I'd get a little something for myself, maybe a bottle of whiskey. And just be like, all right, here's my whiskey. Here's the rest of your money back. Sorry for your inconvenience.
I mean, it makes sense, because, I mean, when you see stories about money that falls out of armored trucks, or, you know, money that's given back to banks, it's like the typical thing is that a bank will typically give you like 10% or maybe even 5%. So to take that little type of cut, and Trevor had even said in the article, he said deep down he knew that returning the money was the right thing to do. And Isaac, to his point, also said that he had every right to just keep the money. And, you know,
which
you know, he felt that, you know, it ended up, you know, going to somebody that, you know, was, you know, that there's good people in the world that will return the money.
He bought himself some solid karma.
There's that whole thing where just like, yeah, I'm gonna send you your money back, but yeah,
I'm probably buying a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue and then sending it back, because for real, I don't want to screw over an individual, but if it was like a corporation or something, like, nah, I just wouldn't respond. But no, some individual, but I'd probably go more than a $20 like case of Budweiser. Like, here's my Johnny Walker Blue and here's the rest of your money.
I think I'd have to be in the moment, because there was I do contract work right now, and for one of my contracts, they're like, hey, go buy a bottle of booze under $100 and send me the receipt. And I said, okay. So I'm just like, you know, what should I buy? And I'm like, I could just easily buy a $98 bottle of vodka, probably tequila or whiskey, and be happy. But at that point, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy something, you know, high end. So I wound up getting like Glenlivet 15. And I'm like, yeah, it's a $75 bottle. It's not $100. It's not dirt cheap. It's a good scotch. I didn't have a scotch in my house. So it's a good scotch for people who like scotch, and they'll be happy to drink it. So, you know, I think everyone has – there's the people who would just give back the money, no questions asked. But I think there are people who would be like, you know, hey, you know, it's – I think everyone should expect less than what they sent back if they did that on accident, because you should expect zero back.
Yep. Yeah, you send that off, you should expect nothing's coming back. Because that's a big fuck up, and no one has to send it back to you.
I do. If you guys are unfamiliar, Master Pancake is a group that does riff tracks of movies, like Mystery Science Theater, and they've been doing it on Twitch 3 nights a week. So every once in a while, I'll send them money, but I'm not friends with them on Venmo, so I like triple or quadruple check to make sure I'm sending it to the right person. I'm only sending, you know, $10 to $20 at a time. But the reason I do that is because people have actually made fake accounts to this group to try to get people to get them to get money from them, you know, so because nobody's adding them as friends on Venmo, so you're SOL if you send it to them,
right?
So
that's I feel like, you know, I don't know, I definitely would be giving the money back. I guess it's like what Ken said, is that it may depend on the moment. I may just say, all right, I'll send it back, but you know, I want 5%. But you know, it is that just, it's a mistake. And, you know, I know, you know, from just, you know, how I've been raised, is that, you know, giving it back is the right thing to do. You know, if I send it back and they want to send me a little bit just because I sent it back, you know, that's great. You know, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll send the whole thing back in its entirety.
All right. Well, we are making ourselves look like hypothetical, amazing people. we are going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with segment 3 in about 5 to 6 minutes with our game. So we'll be right back. Better on Draft Podcast.
Say anything, Cusack. No news, let's do that. Cause that's good. Who's that? How can I know John Cusack? You whack. You whack. Say, how can I know John Cusack? You whack.
You can catch me at the grocery store hosiery aisle. Over my shoulder, smiles and chattering. Trying to find the pads with wings, the right brand of rice brand. Brandishing the nicest price tag. Just make sure it's organic, gluten-free, and comes from Iceland. More in common with Streisand and Seinfeld than most of Romwell. More comfortable in delis and wine cellars than at the shelter. Eat smelting gefilte with Sarah Michelle Gellar's assistance. All my relatives distant. Always felt like the misfit. Now I miss shit. Like eating Bisquick at Count Chocula. Been having super high cholesterol since colostrum. My intelligence, the benefit of my genetics, but the cost of them is feeling I'll be accosted in a holocaust every autumn. Official stories never bought them. Swimming in white water with Hillary Rodham while Bill went with Sodom in Nolan Richardson's office. Watching Corliss Williamson jogging in hog heaven. Augment the nog head trip with nuggets and chocolate. Cogswell Cogs, Gracely Boggs, Spacely Sprockets. With only change in our pockets, it only changes in pockets. Gentrification, the pain and the coccyx. The coxswain is intoxicated, headed straight for the rock. Rocks it straight, it still blocks the concentration. Constellation at the top of the Poncha train. Who could really say, kid?
Yeah, I don't know. Who could really say, kid?
I'll say anything. Cusack, no news, let's do that. Cause that's good. Who's that? How can I know John Cusack? You whack.
You whack.
Set. How can I know John Cusack?
Yeah.
It's that Kurt Cobain. He did it for the corny love. So it's fucked. So we scoring drugs out the front door of clubs. Of which we might see a portion of large, extra large, cause I'm sort of chubbed. I'm giving y'all raised hands more to touch. Somebody's in the kitchen with vagina core, order up.
I'm trying to break down these borders before I shuffle off this mortal crust. Wifey supports, I guess she don't think we poor enough. Foreign order, foreign rum imported for us for a clutch. We don't use a fourth of the fortune that's afforded us. At least we know that. Growth rap. Focus on the home map. Global view like I was a part of that Apollo program. Crook, not a Rollo throwback. Got couple ton of old hands. You never watch your rap, that's your bad. I told you ass, I wanna hold hands, whatever. Slow dance or something. Hold hands while I smartphone low maps. Like we don't know they low jacks. Old snap broken envelope drop like Bilbo's token. Fuck, I'm open arrow, exposing no skin. Gross point blank stare going over all shit.
Yo,
yo. I say anything, Cusack. No news, let's do that, let's do that, let's do that. How you not know John Cusack? You whack. Say, how you not know John Cusack?
You whack.
Cusack, no news, let's do that. Zasker, who's that? How you not know John Cusack? You whack,
you whack, you whack.
So how you not know John Cusack?
Okay, buddy, I was just trying to cheer us up, so go ahead. Put on some old sad bastard music, see if I can.
I don't want to hear old sad bastard music, Barry. I just want something I can ignore.
Here's the thing. I made that tape special for today. My special Monday morning tape for you. Special.
It's fucking Monday afternoon. You should get out of bed earlier.
And we are back to 28 Better on Draft podcast. I knew I was going to get into one more drink before the end of the show, so I got myself a nice little Smirnoff seltzer.
Nice.
Some red, white, and berry to kind of finish. So this will probably go down even a lot smoother after drinking the Ferndale seltzer for sure. Are you guys drinking anything new? Dan, it looks like you're still drinking Innocent and Gun.
Yeah, I'm drinking number two of the Innocent Gun and still working on that Mocha Breakfast Stout. Kind of exciting here. We finally broke our 103 days of no rain as it's starting to storm here.
Oh,
for
wow.
The first time since March. Finally.
Yeah. And maybe in a few weeks you'll break the record of continuously getting more and more COVID.
Oh, ouch. You know, it's actually kind of plateaued out. We're still getting 2,500 or so a day, but we're not getting the almost 4,000 a day. So,
well, that's kind of leveled that out. That definitely wasn't a scientific slam. I just kind of said it. All right. So I have created a game. It might fail. It might not. Nick, you're drinking a White Claw because there's
mine,
no laws.
Baby,
Rob,
mine.
You're drinking something. What are you drinking?
I am drinking Ferndale Project's Margarita Goza.
There you go.
All right, is your can a 32-ouncer, or did they just give me this fucking giant-ass can?
That's
they
all you get.
Giant-ass can. This is a 16.
Yeah, look at this thing. This thing is fucking ridiculous. Put that in a koozie, see if anyone notices. All right, so the game is very, very simple. It's kind of going to be starts with the end. So basically, we're going to go in a circle. It's going to go me, Dan, Rob, Nick, me, and it's going to keep going. The goal is to basically name breweries for round one. You're going to name breweries and whatever the end of the brewery name is. So we're going to remove like beer, brewing, brewery, etc. So for instance, if I started with Bell's Brewing, it would just be Bell's. So it would end in S. Dan would go next. Dan would say Saugatuck Brewing, but it's not, it's just Saugatuck. So it starts with K. It'd go to Rob and continue all the way around. Simple.
Oh, geez.
Easy.
Okay.
Everyone. So that's round one. So basically we're going to go back and forth until we can eliminate everyone and someone will get a point. We're going to see how this works. If it fails, it'll fail really fast. That's for sure.
It'll be cheap entertainment for everyone.
So there'll be, I will be the orator of all rules. So if I say you're taking too long, I will eliminate you. I will be generous for the first pass, but not the second pass. So I am going to start off and I am going to go with, let's go, Ferndale Project ends in a T. So Dan, I need a brewery that starts with the letter T.
Oh, geez. I have no idea. Oh my God. Let's start with a T.
Starts with a T.
Holy crap. I have no clue. Dude, this is a total setup.
Are you tapping out?
I'm thinking, how long do I have?
I got one. All right, time's up. So we'll try one more time. I just dropped it on these guys. So these guys had no idea. There was no prep or anything.
I know. I figured one out, but never mind.
All right. So I gave you Ferndale Project. You could have said in Michigan, Tenacity, Thorn Apple.
Not ready.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll try again. I'll start off. We'll start off easy for you, Dan. You ready? Baffin Brewing. So N Baffin.
Oh, am I this bad at this game?
I think Nick laughed so loud his own mic muted himself. Yeah, that is hysterical.
I'm on the spot. This is terrible. Yeah, I have no idea.
Rob, do you want to steal?
New Holland.
New Holland.
Oh, Jesus. How did I not see? Put me on the spot. I can't think of it.
So what happens when I drink? I got to go D, right?
D.
Detroit Beer Co.
So we'll end that with T. So, cause I said, we're not going to do the Beer Co. Brewing brewery. So T, Tenacity.
Oh, Jesus.
Why to Rob?
Why to me? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Yingling.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a G to Nick.
G, Greenbush.
That's an H to me. Hereford and Hops.
What? Where are you even pulling these?
Where is that at? Is that even in Michigan?
That is in Michigan.
Never fucking heard of it.
The city, which I will pull up for you real quick.
Wait,
Escanaba.
Later. Escanaba.
Hereford and Hops. So that's
my
an S.
My daddy's been Escanaba all the time.
S to you, Rob.
Shorts.
S back up to Nick.
Yes. Sagatuck.
That's a K to me. Oh, shit. Akinawa Brewing Company. So that's a W.
Nice.
W to Rob.
W. Oh, jeez.
Brian in the chat is helping you, Dan, with Transient and Tapestry. So
I suck at this game.
W, I'll give you about 3 or 4 more seconds. And then, Nick, you'll be able to steal.
For W.
Sorry, Rob. Damn it. We're gonna cut you off on that one. Nicholas, for the steal.
Crap. A W?
W.
Crap.
I could actually do this one.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm going to give you 3 more seconds.
Oh, man.
I just got one. This is so annoying.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah.
Come on, the WAB. The WAB.
Awkward Avenue. Wicked Weed. Wax Weed. Wings. Waypost.
Oh, Wren House.
Wren House. Yeah. Like there is plenty. So I am going to definitely claim that point. Let's try it one more time. Dan, to help you out, I'm going to let you start.
Oh, geez. Hmm.
Can you name a brewery?
I'm trying to think of one that'll make it hard. Let's go with...
I mean, you're only screwing Rob, so...
Let's go with Granite City.
Granite City. Ooh, ends in a Y.
Can you... Can
oh, that's repeat? The... I was going to say, that's the second time that he's gotten a Y.
Can he repeat?
No.
Oh...
See this,
Dan. You're a jerk, but I'm giving Rob 3 seconds.
I don't know. Yuma Brewing.
Yuma? Is there Yuma. A Yuma Brewing? I don't
is
know.
Yuma? Yeah,
we gotta find out.
I don't know.
There is no.
It would be in Yuma.
There is no Yuma Brewing. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're close, Rob. But no.
There's a Puma Brewing and a Zuma Brewing. Nick with the Y.
Ooh, freaking Y.
Wait, it's you. Oh, it is me. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Can I guess?
Of course you can.
Your Mother's Brewing.
Is that a thing?
That is not a brewery.
Ah, darn it.
Was that in that game we played last week?
that sounds like a Jackbox one, but I actually have one, so it's going to keep going. Yeehaw Brewing over in South Carolina.
Hey, all right. Not to confuse with Hee-Haw, the show.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Hee-Haw. Yeehaw.
What was that? What did that end in?
W
is going to be the one I was thinking of, but I won't name it. But the other one,
you
Wolverine.
You can name it because we
name
didn't
it.
Say it. Yeah.
Oh, but Wolverine State.
E, Aldebrow. That's a U.
U?
That's a U?
U.
Oh, jeez.
The U, baby.
Oh, boy.
I got one.
Oh, I got one. Upper Hand.
Oh,
upper
that's hand. A good one.
D, Dirt Bag. That's a G.
G. Oh, that's an easy one.
G-G.
Can't use Granite City again.
Go, Griffin Claw.
Griffin Claw, W. Wax Wings, S.
S?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, we talked about it earlier, Stormcloud.
Stormcloud.
That wasn't the one I was thinking, but that works.
Keep doing the same damn letters.
Well, most words, it's tough.
D, Dogfish Head. That's a D again.
Ending in D? Or yep. So mine's got to be a D?
Yep.
Our boys, Dearborn.
Ooh. Dearborn N. Oh, man, Dan, I don't know any N's. Maybe New Belgium?
M is Mary.
Ooh. Oh,
he's doing
one
better.
Out here, McFates, the brewery out here you've been to.
Did I go to McFates? I don't remember too much.
Right after I picked you up at the airport.
That's an S, so I'm going to go with Stone.
Oh, jeez. E?
E.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Got one.
There's still some big E letter names out there.
Yeah.
I pulled my ass out because I live in Ann Arbor now, so Aldebrow is always the first one in my head.
Jeez.
I'm gonna give you three seconds, Dan.
Oh, Eternity. Eternity.
Eternity.
Well, back to the
fuck.
Wild. Back to
You're in trouble. I might be in trouble here. Why? I'm gonna guess and say Yellow Submarine. I doubt it's an actual Yellow Submarine. No, it looks like there's a couple breweries, but I don't see anything worthy to give it. So I'm gonna give it to you, Dan.
Wow, damn! I pulled that one out of my ass.
There's a place in Karnataka, India called Yellow Submarine Beer Deck.
In India.
When you I was trying to see if Yellow Submarine Brewery was a real thing, it sent me to a business in some city in India.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's a top result.
All right. So for if we get to a Y, the first Y we get to, I'm going to put a wild card, just because we don't want to reuse breweries and there's only so many with Y and none of us know another one. Rob, you get to start us off.
All right. Let's just start off with,
I'm hoping everyone listening to is yelling into their, podcast, like, God damn it.
Mad. Yelling at the monitor, yelling at the phone.
Yep.
We'll start off easy with the last visit. We'll say Brewery Faison.
Brewery Faison, that's an N, Nick.
N. Wow. I'm blanking already.
Damn, I was trying to give you an easy letter.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds, Nick.
Not your mother's brewery.
Is not your mother's the?
Didn't we just try that?
No, that's not a brewery.
That's it. That's
darn.
I don't know. Hold on, Nick. Go like this real quick.
Oh,
the letter is N. Go like that real quick.
Oh shit, North Center. Wow.
I'm like, oh my god.
I need to go to bed.
Yep, you do. So I'm gonna say North Center. That's going to be an R for Dan.
You're welcome.
R Brewery? God.
R Brewery.
Oh, my God.
Rochester Mills.
Rochester Mills. That's an S to Rob.
That's an S to me. Sierra Nevada.
That's an A. Alaskan. Oh. That's an N to Dan.
An N. Oh, boy. And we've already said New Holland, so.
Yep. And New Belgium. And North Center.
And North Center. I know there's another one. I'm trying to think of it. Oh, North Peak. North Peak.
North Peak. That's a K to Rob.
Okay. And you already used Keweenaw. Oh, Kona.
Kona. That's an A. That goes to me. I'm going to go with Arbor Brewing Company, so we'll go with the R.
Arbor, start with an R. So
he said Kona to A, Arbor to R.
To me now?
Yep, to you.
Yeah. Okay, one of my favorite breweries out here, Rickety Cricket.
Rickety Cricket has another K. Or no, is
it's
that a T?
That's a T. It's a T.
I know my spelling.
So my favorite peanut butter PM Dawn coming from Trillium.
Trillium.
M?
Obviously, Michigan Brewing Works.
is that the church one?
That's the Blair Witch Brewery. So I'm gonna remove the Brewing Works, and I'm just gonna give you the N.
Oh, I need another N. Oh, geez, Ken.
I can't help you.
I know. I'm trying. Oh, I got one out here. North Mountain Brewing.
North Mountain N to Robert.
To another N, New Glarus.
Damn. Oh,
good one.
I was keeping that for me.
That strawberry rhubarb is the shit. I love it.
You ready, Dan?
Yep.
Schmaz.
Is that a Z?
That is a Z.
Oh, boy. Is there a Zealand Brewing? That's the only thing I could think of.
No, the only brewery in Zealand is called Triple Root.
Damn.
Rob, Z.
Mr.
You guys can call me an asshole later.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure.
God damn it.
Zoolander Brewing. I'm expecting, like, how are you supposed to drink beer when you're supposed to be the size of ants? I don't know.
There is no Zoolander.
Zeewinaw. There we go.
Zeewinaw, that's it.
So I will claim that as a point for me. We'll do one more to see if Dan can tie me. If not, I will claim full victory in this game I made up 5 minutes before we went into segment three. Not that I made up this game. This game has existed in other formats. Let's keep going. Nick, you
can start
with any brewery except for North Center.
Atwater.
Atwater, that's an R to Dan.
Ooh, need a new R. River Rouge.
That's an E to Mr. Rob.
Eastern Market.
That's a T to Nick.
What about you?
Oh, did I skip me?
Yeah.
I did skip me. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to go after you, and I went to Dan. Usually I host the game. I don't play it, so I'm not used to it. So I will say with the T, Tapestry, but I will give Nick the opportunity to say Y or T as the last letter. So you can choose
we'll do T.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah. Three Floyds.
Is that an S to me?
No, so it's going to go back to me because I'm technically the next person.
Oh, I gotcha.
And okay. I'm the one that fucked up everything.
Nice.
Thanks, Ken.
God damn it.
Thanks, Ken.
Southern Tier. It's an R to Dan.
R? Oh. Got to think of a new R brewery. Oh, our boys, Rustic Leaf.
Rustic Leaf. That's an F.
F. Ferndale Project?
There you go.
That was, well, no, that was the example. So I will get off of that one. Actually, it was, we already mentioned Firestone Walker.
Firestone Walker. Yeah, that's an R to Nick. Are you going to the mall today? That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, Robin Smart.
Let's go, Robin.
Well, I was quoting Billy Madison, but.
R.
Yeah, I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Couple of big ones. Local to you guys.
Rockford?
That is a brewery that starts with R. D, Deschutes. That's an S to you, Dan.
Oh, boy.
That's an S to Dan, or what we call in the industry an STD.
Oh, Scott. Oh, geez. Scottsdale Beer Co.
Scottsdale Beer Co. I just assume it's a real thing. Scottsdale, yep. That's an E. E to Rob.
E to me.
There's still some big ones in there.
Gosh.
Nick's ready to steal from you. What's
I
that?
Am.
Elysian.
Elysian. That's an N to Nick.
N to me. God. Can't say this one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you went out on N last time.
Yeah, I know. Northville. Isn't that Northville?
Northville. Yep, that's Northville Winery and Brewery. Nice. So that's an E to me. Evil Twin. It's an N to Dan.
Oh, geez, we're sticking on these N's. I feel like we're running out here.
For real, these are really hard.
I still got one more N in my head. Actually, I got a lot of N's in my head, but...
You got a lot of what?
N's, like breweries that start with N.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm at a loss on this one.
All right, I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't think of another one.
Rob, can you steal?
Home of Old Rasputin, North Coast.
Damn it, that's the one that was.
Nice.
North Rasputin, that's N again.
Oh, come on.
Wait, North Coast?
No, T.
There'd be a T.
Oh, T, sorry. Yeah. I had the at Rasputin. Yeah. That's where I was going. T for Nick.
Train Yard?
Is that a brewery?
If it is, that's a really good guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold on, let me bring up. I'm bringing up.
Fact check, McKen.
Yeah, sorry.
There's a big one we haven't said with a T yet that's been on the show.
There is, doesn't look like any Train Yard.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's, I would think that Train Yard would be a pretty good one. So that's T to me. So I'm going to go Treehouse. So Nick is out. Dan, you're out, right?
I'm out, yeah.
So it's just Rob for the E. I'm just going to secure my win no matter what, but.
So I said Eastern Market.
Paying for pride now.
Yeah, we did Eastern Market, Evil Twin, Elysian.
There was one I was holding. They've been on the show.
For an E or a T?
For an E. Are we on an E?
Yeah, we're on an E right now. I'm a terrible person because I don't remember everyone we've had on the show.
This one I remember because there aren't many that have. Let's start with an E.
Rob, I'm going to have to give you just 3 seconds.
I already said Eternity, maybe Eternal Brewing. I don't know.
I mean, that sounds like a... No.
Oh.
There is no Eternal Brewing. That is crazy.
Really?
I mean, yeah, selling would make sense, but shit.
There's these Eternal City Brewing.
The one I was thinking of was Experimentation.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn it. I forgot about them.
So I am just going to say I'm better at knowing breweries than you guys.
Yep. I agree.
I guess I win. What is my prize? This is my prize. A beer. A seltzer.
Good round. Good round.
Guys, that's going to do a Better on Draft podcast. I'm sure you guys are done yelling at us through your speakers, microphones, or whatever for all the times that you wish we knew whatever brewery that you were thinking of. We appreciate you listening. Again, we are live each and every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. We've got our calendar up and running over on our events page. We got a lot of big names coming on up, including Outside Ales, which is coming on, Saugatuck, Witch's Hat, hopefully doing in a studio, because we're going to be doing their unboxing of their Fury project. And then, of course, 823 Weathered Souls. So we're going to be still scheduling some more people. Hopefully we get some more names out there. If you want to be a guest, obviously reach out to us, betterondraft@gmail.com. If you want to send us beer to try on the show and give you guys what we think about it, we do not do ratings, but we'll tell you if we like it or not. And that's your choice. Again, if I say I don't like an IPA, just don't take it too hard. So betterondraft.com, betterondraft on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, BOD Podcast on Untappd to see everything that we drank today. You'll be able to see all of our kill shots there. And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.
Hold my blood. Peace.
Peace.